Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I would suggest you'd become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it's my pleasure to have on my frequent guest, Athena Starr. She's a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences, both live and telephone, for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She is also a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she's available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. And so with that said, I'd like to welcome Athena. How are you tonight?
Great. Good to be back with you, David.
Well, it's a joy to have you here. I was just wondering, do you have any workshops coming up that you'd like to tell people about?
Yes. The full moon in May coming up, around May 20th, which is like a week and a half from now, I have a full moon special 2-hour teleconference. We call it a teleconference, a teleworkshop, and we'll be doing a powerful activation with all the masters. May is a month of Mary and also Buddha and Christ, so it's like helping people move up to the next levels of creation and manifestation. So it'll be tuning into frequencies for creativity and manifestation to another level for people as we're reaping the fruits and of the seeds that are planted and moving into the summer time, summer equinox, and all of that energy coming in. So it's a very powerful full moon in May coming up here very shortly. And so I would invite people to, you know, enroll for that, because they'll have a little discount also if they enroll, and a special CD that I've created as well. So that's our special for May. Mm-hmm.
All right. And how can they get in touch with you and to enroll?
Well, the fastest way would be just calling. The number to call is 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063. Or they can email me directly, Athena Starr, one R, Athena Starr, 808@gmail.com. That's Athena Starr, 808@gmail.com. And of course, you know our website. It's athenastarr.com. They can go on there and kind of see the overview. But bottom line is that my website is still in revision right now. So I would, you know, directly those information I just gave you would be the best, to get directly in touch with us as soon as possible, and the sooner they enroll, they'll get a special bonus with the teleseminar. Okay?
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to share with us tonight before we go to the phone lines?
Yes. What is today? Cinco de Mayo. Yes. So it's actually 2 weeks from now is the full moon, so the Stella Seminar will be within the next 2 weeks, the 20th. But I'm not saying the date. It's that week, so that people get in touch with me this week by Monday, if possible, because that way they'll have the special bonus gift that I'm offering. I don't. When you tell people it's like way out there, they go, "Oh, I've got all this time." And it's like, no, we like to get, because there's still some seats open for that. So that's why I didn't give the exact date, but it's the week of the 20th of May. Okay, that said, today is Cinco de Mayo. We just had the new moon energy coming in. Also, new moons are new creativity. And Cinco de Mayo, not that we're from Mexico, it doesn't matter, but it's the energy of freedom and happiness and joy. And it opens up like a new energy, new vortex, and that's a power number. 5-5 is power. 5 is power. It's a not just money number, but it's a power and activation number. So that's why today is a radiant day. If maybe everyone listening have felt that. So we'll just do like a little short invocation, meditation in connection with that. We also just had the new moon energy coming in, which is new beginnings, new creation. And May is the month of Divine Mother, also the Buddha energy and the Christ energy. And it's just a very wonderful month, and all the flowers are blossoming and opening up. And it's for people up north, right? The springtime is really in the air, and it's just a joyous time. So we want to all, as you link into that joy energy and that enthusiasm and creative energy and all of that, that's part of manifesting. It's everything's based on frequency and vibration. So that's what we're tuning into today. All day I've been feeling it, and all the that we are the essence of light. We are that full power of creativity that we want to fulfill our dreams or goals in life. We are that already. We have everything within us, and it's tuning into that and not allowing the day-to-day mundane on the third dimension to get in our way or to affect us in any way. We transmute and transcend all of that, and then that's when the so-called little miracles happen, unexpected miracles. And everything in life is spirit. You know, some people say, "Oh, I'm spiritual," and I'm, yeah, everything is spiritual. Everything, everyone, everything on earth, if we see it in that way, and that way we're not bound by anything or not limiting ourselves, I want to say, not limiting. We want to just open up that energy tonight. So with that said, we're just calling in all the legions of light, all the angels, and intergalactic federation, all the guardians of light, and Alpha, Omega, Elohim, all universal powers, all elementals, whale and dolphin kingdoms, and all nature kingdoms, which give us energy and lightness and aliveness. We tune into nature and it lifts us. I was out in nature today and I had a wonderful day by the waters and the trees, just honoring all the elementals of the earth. When we do that, it comes back to us and re-energizes us. So in the name of the mighty I Am, Father, Mother, God, we just link in now and breathe in 7 deep breaths, holding as you breathe in, counting 7, holding 7, and then releasing 7. And allow yourself to come to a deeper point in the breath, being conscious of the breath, the life force that you are, the essence of the life force that you are, spirit in the body, that you are multidimensional, that you're beyond this physical body, but that you are aligning now with your own mighty I Am presence, your God and Goddess self. We invoke the radiance of the mighty I Am, breathing in and through the crown center, the third eye, bringing through the golden sun, the golden sun of suns, down through each chakra, the top of the head, the crown, through the third eye center, through the throat center, breathing in through the heart center, the solar plexus, the power center, the abdomen, the root. center of our being, the survival center, and in through our legs and down through the center of the earth, connecting us with the center of the earth and honoring the center of the earth and the harmonic shield, letting that energy move back up through us, connecting in with our golden heart energy, cosmic heart, feeling the oneness now as we connect wherever we are gathered today. Everyone listening, wherever you are physically on the earth, just linking in as you are a station, a portal of light, which you are. And we link in together, holding hands around the earth with all other beings of light within our towns, within our states, within our country, within our continents, and encircling and enveloping the entirety of planet Earth as one, for we are one. There's only one power, one presence, that is light, the mighty I Am presence. I am that I am, universal light, which we are all one with. And on this day of Cinco de Mayo, known as the Freedom Day of the Spanish-Mexican people, Latinos. It's more beyond that. It's the essence of freedom within the self, freedom to be who you are in this lifetime, the freedom to practice your own spiritual path, the freedom to acknowledge, to honor yourself and all others, all of humanity. So just feel and see all of humanity now linking in with this beautiful energy we've created today. Wherever people are, we have no idea fully how this energy may be helping others that are calling out in need or who are lost on their way. Just lifting them into that light, that beautiful, like a magnificent balloon, or it's beyond a balloon, it's a cosmic hologram of a golden earth that's beyond this earth, and just lifting everyone into that higher frequency of the beautiful golden crystalline earth energy, the mighty I Am presence of the earth, so that they link in with their own mighty I Am presence and feel a renewed sense of power and enlightenment, upliftment in this 5-5 activation that we're doing right now. 5-5 is a double 5. That's very powerful, actually, with what I'm getting. So just connect with that now and just feel that energy just expanding out to all of humanity, all of the environment on earth, all beings, all consciousness, all life force, all, especially nature, need that lift as well, all the nature elements, and beyond into all planets and universally. Linking in, lifting everything into higher cosmic awareness that all is possible, that we are at this moment fully in coherence, in group coherence, lifting all into higher frequencies of light for the full restoration of planet Earth and all therein, full restoration, balance, full purification, and ascension. Today, in Christian dispensation, in the Catholic dispensation, but basically Christian dispensation, an ancient energy, is known as Ascension Thursday. Also, I'm just being reminded of that. So here we go. We are symbolically linking in with the ascension frequency for the entirety. Oh, there we go. It's just surging now. Everything's being lifted and illuminated now. We can all feel that. And all the legions of light are in resonance with us that are gathered here, all the master teachers, master ascended masters, Galactic Federation, all the archangels are gathering with us now and just amplifying with us in oneness the ascension frequency of entirety of Earth. 5, 5, and an 8, because 2016 is, if you add 2016 up, it's an 8. So we got 5, 5, and 8, 10, 9. Okay, so that's like 5, 10, and 8, 18. That's a 9. Powerful numbers today. 3, 9, and 10 is 19. And you add the 1 and 9, that's a 10. That's, oh my God, that's why. So this is a 10-day, which means 1 in numerology. 1 is new beginnings, new creations, it's leadership, it's all that is. And this is literally Ascension Thursday. It's designated as the 7th week since the Easter time. So there we go. We just did an ascension. We're doing an ascension dispensation today. So everyone that's gathered with us and will listen to this recording will be especially gifted with this ascension energy coming in. I must remember to get a copy of this, David. This is very special today. And the frequencies, the energy coming in will be recorded too for us today. So everyone receiving is being lifted in their consciousness, energetically, cellularly, all dimensions, time and space. Very special dispensation happening right now. And we are taking part, they're telling us, in with all of humanity being lifted as well, energetically shifting. And this is for the highest good for America and the entire world. And that means politically, economically, education, environmentally, ecologically, in all arenas, all levels and dimensions. And we can't even begin to estimate or even fathom how, when we're doing these special dispensations, how much and how great assistance it's giving to all of humanity. Seeing now, as we hold our focus for the highest good for all, when we do that, the blessing comes back to us a millionfold for the highest good for all, which would mean the highest divine order for those in the political arena, which is going on in America at this time and the entire world. For the highest good, we hold that frequency for the highest good for all of America and the entire world, for all of those arenas we just mentioned. When we hold that frequency and that knowingness, it helps everything to shift and consciousness to shift. And that's as we see so much is shifting now and people are waking up, leaders of governments and other countries and humanity is shifting. And where all those old paradigms are shifting out of war energy and all of that old stuff, it cannot exist anymore. The old remnants of the old paradigms are literally dismantling and disintegrating. And so today, as are many days, is a special dispensation, is what I'm getting, for the ascension, for the entirety of Earth, and we're taking part in it. So all those that are gathered with us today, hearing this or being linked in, whether they're conscious or not, around the world, are receiving. And so it is. We affirm this in the name of the mighty I am that I am, and the blessings of health, wellness, prosperity, joy, love, unification. Blessings to each and every one gathered here today. And so it is, Father, Mother, God, we give thanks, gratitude to all the legions in this special blessing.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you all. We thank all the legions. Oh, my goodness. It's just spiraling. I can just feel, oh, my gosh, there's so many legions linking in with us today. What a special gift we have today.
That's beautiful.
So, anyway.
Well, we
here.
Have a number of people waiting to talk to you. Are you
Wonderful.
Ready to take a caller?
Yes.
Okay. Our first caller is Melva. And Melva, you're live on the air with Athena Starr.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, Melva. What state are you calling from?
From Virginia.
Virginia. Okay. Great. And what is the what question do you have for today?
Oh, okay. Well, I found two pictures of two separate families, I guess, and they were in strange places. So I was wondering, is there a message coming off these two families, groups of people, or, you know, should I just, was it just coincidence that I found pictures in a very weird location of my house?
Your family, your families, is that what you're
right.
saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Some of the people in the pictures were in spirit? Are in spirit?
No, they're here. They're here.
Okay. Well, someone in spirit, from spirit, put them there. I feel someone in your family that's in spirit put them in those places for a reason.
Yeah, it seemed like it because it's totally weird where I found them at.
It is. Yeah, so some of your elders that have passed on, I feel maybe a grandmother or something put them in those places. There's a reason, because to draw your attention to them. You're in touch pretty, you're a family person. I get that you're pretty much engaged with people, but is there someone in that picture you haven't been in touch with in a while that's in the picture?
Yeah, one of them was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Female?
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, I will understand that. Yes, the female, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. A female that's needing your help or assistance. You're a very spiritual lady, and you're on your path very beautifully, and I get that you're following that, and that's wonderful. Where are you again? What state are you in, my dear?
Virginia.
Virginia, okay. Not that that meant, I just wanted to link in better where you were. Okay. Yes, they need you're a healer. Are you taking any healing classes?
No, I don't need to do that. I'm just one of them people that show up and then mess everything up. And then when I leave, everything will be destroyed. But at least, you know, it'll be in a certain way where you be able to rebuild your whole life on a better foundation. That's how I do. I don't really do nothing but sit there and just be. Just
you
be.
Listen.
And
you
I
listen.
Can mess everything up. But you will be healed when I leave. You know what I'm saying? I'm
yep.
a catalyst. I'm a catalyst.
Yes, yes I do. That's it. We are a lot of times, and sometimes you don't even know why everybody's reacting to.
Exactly. I know what you're saying. Yep, that's me.
Yeah, so you are a healer, my dear. You are. You're a very old soul, and your essence is that of a healer, is what they're saying. They just want you to be aware of that.
Okay.
So, in that way, your presence. Do you sing also? I get music around you, a lot of music. Do you sing or you
music.
Love.
Yes, I love to dance. I love music. I don't even talk to people. I just don't want some music. And that's how I pretty much, people communicate with me and how I communicate with people through messages and songs and stuff. So
okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that female in that needs your assistance, and so you're being prompted to connect with one or more people in those pictures, that's what I'm just getting, to go and spend some time with them, if that makes sense to you. That's what that was. And there's an elder in spirit, I feel it's a grandmother or great-grandmother that put them there for you to see that. So you're opening up more to their messages, and you're in sync, and they're saying you're getting it, and also in dream state and that. But you're also going to, in the next few months, find yourself opening up more to those gifts and gifts of spirit, and writing down little inspirational things too. You have a gift of being able of writing like sweet little things that are going to inspire people. If you were to write something to them, it just inspire them. It's so special, like that, and flowers around it or something. Flowers and gifts.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm starting that right now. I just have these little, just to write a little short three-sentence poem, and I'll put it up on Facebook. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, that's you. And it's simple, and it's you're great. So it's going to become more prominent for you in putting it out there, and just, not that you need to do fame or anything. It's effortless. It just comes to you. And those are your gifts, and it's beautiful. Gifts of spirit, they're saying. Dropping little gifts of spirit for people. And
I know what you're saying. You're struggling, but I know what you're saying. I know.
Oh, and they're showing me tied up in a little bowl, like little bowls, gifts of spirit. You give gifts of spirit, and they're so special. In fact, you could market that, and like at holiday times, like little gifts of spirit, and you wrap it up, and you have little beautiful essences in there, and little flowers with what you've written, and it people would love it. It would be so special. It touches their heart.
Like Hallmark cards. Yeah. That's exactly what it'd be. Yeah. Well, maybe I should go into trying to, that's an idea, because that would be actually perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're saying. That's what your angels are saying. And they're ready. They're helping you with it. Your angels are helping you with it. And Christ's presence. Mm-hmm. Very connected with Christ and Mother Mary you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you got a bunch of angels around there going, yep, we're ready when you are. You can call them the Hallmark angels.
Because that's exactly what they are. Okay, I will definitely look into that a little bit more and see how much money I can make off of that. And thank you so much for your reading. I really appreciate it. God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you, Melva. Thanks for calling in tonight.
God bless you,
okay,
David. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is Lisa. That was a beautiful reading, Athena. Okay, Lisa, you're live on the air.
Hi, Athena.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. And where are you?
I am in Massachusetts.
Wonderful. Have I spoke to you before?
Yes, it's been a while.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken before.
I seem to, you sound familiar. come to Nutella Seminar this month in May. Call me and get in touch, and that would be, I'm just getting a prompting for you. And that other lady, too, we just hung up with.
Okay.
The names fly away from me. I'm sorry, forgive me, but I know Lisa by the other lady. I forgot her name, but she should come to the teleseminar, too. So follow up on that, and it's 808-258-1063. That's just a little message that came through on that. Now, there's roses falling on your head. They're coming from Mother Mary. That's the first thing I'm getting here. Roses.
Wow.
Yeah. Lots of roses.
Wow.
Do you like roses?
I do.
Well, they're blessing you. They're special from Mother Mary here.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just pouring through you from the ethers and through the top of your head, just breathing in, just breathe in and just receive that. It's the essence of roses coming from Mary.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Mm. Yeah. So go ahead. What was your question today?
Well, I feel like I'm really starting to come into my own, especially as a woman. And it's taking me some years, but it's happening. But I find myself being drawn to a particular young man at work. I think there's I don't know if there's a lesson or there's something that we both need to learn from each other, but there is definitely an attraction, and I just want to know what that is all about.
Well, you're single, right?
Yes, I am.
And he is, and yet there's always the hesitancy is it's a work thing, and
yes,
and you know I don't have to spell it out for you. Yeah, there's always that. Yeah, but I don't feel like you don't work like next to him, right? He's in building.
Yeah.
So yes. In that sense, it wouldn't be, and you're a strong person, so even if down, you know, whatever, I don't think you have anything to, what's his first name, please?
It's Alan.
Okay. Yeah, he definitely is a mutual. So when you speak to him, I think you feel it. It's a mutual connection. He respects you. Mm-hmm. He likes you. Is he a bit shy or something?
Yes.
Okay.
And so am I. I'm like a little kid. I'm like a little schoolgirl. You know, it's like I get like this shyness comes over me, especially if I'm attracted to someone. There's a shyness that comes over me, but I'm really not shy.
That's okay. It's part of, and it's also resist of a fear of like, okay, do
yes.
I want to open up to this or not? And
yes.
The answer, it's springtime. It's that energy. It's happening now. Mercury's retrograde right now, so this is what I advise is just remember that Mercury's the planet of communication. So when it's retrograde, it goes retrograde about every 3 months, and so
mm-hmm.
for 3 weeks. When it's retrograde, mm-hmm. we don't want to start new relationships or new contracts or things like that. We want to wait till it goes direct. It does go direct on May 22nd, so it takes usually
okay.
a week to kind of fully clear itself, so I would say by May 3rd. So definitely after May 22nd, more
mm-hmm.
closer to the end of the month, is
mm-hmm.
when you would want to pursue some more a connection and a step forward with that. Until then, just kind of
mm-hmm.
bide your time and just let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that.
Okay.
And so, but yes, I do feel that the two of you are, your spirits are already connecting and wanting to connect more on the earth plane. And
mm-hmm.
so let it. It's like letting it unwind. Let it be and let it unfold naturally and in synchronicity. And then there'll be more, whenever the two of you say, okay, let's go and whatever, have a cop, you know, whatever. It'll just come together naturally. It's not pushed or whatever. And there
right.
won't be that shyness. It'll be more comfortable. So it's
right.
kind of, it's in the oven right now. So
okay.
let it bake. That's what they're saying. And remember what I said about Mercury retrograde, and
mm-hmm.
you can look that up on anyone, Mercury retrograde, and you'll know what are the dates of Mercury retrograde. And when you always don't want to start new contracts, new relationships, things like that
right.
during that time, because it affects it going forward in a more flowing manner, so you want to be aware of that. And that
okay.
way it goes direct on the 22nd of May and then winds out the next week. And clears that energy. Things go better in synchronicity. It's clear and things flow better. So just keep that in mind. That's what they're saying. But yes, I do feel a very strong potential for a connection. Age doesn't matter. There is a strong.
That's interesting that you
connection,
said that.
And you have a synchronicity. And they're getting like the figure eight. So that's a good. It means infinity. It means your souls know. You know each other. You know that person long time. several lifetimes is what I'm getting. So there's a fondness there in different levels, and like you've been family before, and there's a friend, and it's like
right.
a spiritual understanding. So yes, so it is a very strong potential. Everything in spirit, they all say there's a high potential, but spirit will never say, oh yes, you're definitely meant to blah blah blah. Because
exactly.
on the earth plane, guess what happens? We have free will choice, and
exactly.
we can take different pathways and roadways. So they will never, anyone that ever says, oh, yes, you're meant to, you know, whatever, nothing is meant. We always have divine will in our
right.
being and choices, and we can make changes. Even though you have a contract or whole contract with someone,
mm-hmm.
that can be shifted and changed. So that's why we're saying, it's a high potential, they're saying, of a relationship here and potential for a long term, because there is a strong soul connection. But take it one step at a time
mm-hmm.
and let it unfold naturally. Okay?
Okay, so there is, are you saying that there is an attraction?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely. Not just an attraction, there's definitely a soul connection there of a potential for partnership. So yes. Mhm.
Wow. Like I said, there is an age difference.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, and so what? Yeah.
But see, no, because he's reading your soul on a soul level.
Mm-hmm.
That's the connection. So the age in the physical doesn't matter because there's a soul connection there.
Yeah, there is.
He's in tune with that. He's very sensitive also, that person.
Yes.
And he's in touch with that. He may not be fully understanding it, but he's in touch with it, and
mm-hmm.
he knows that too, and so do you. And you've been in different facets together. You've been family before and all of that, but in this lifetime, there's a potential there for a partnership, and again, it's because your souls know each other, and
mm-hmm.
other people don't understand it, but that's okay. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. I just feel like I definitely feel the draw.
Yeah.
I mean, even when we first met, there was just I don't know how it happened, but we just kind of fell into just talking with each other, and just obviously there's an attraction that, and it's almost like there's something more that I always feel like he wants to say something to me, but he doesn't know how to say it.
Mhm. Yeah.
You know,
can be with each other because there's a soul bond there that created in several lifetimes, and that's why. But you have
okay.
a choice. There's always so just let it unfold.
Okay.
You'll see. It'll be okay. And,
okay.
Lots of roses coming in.
Wow.
So
wow.
It's soul connection. So just let it unfold, but wait till the end of May to let it,
okay.
you know, to have more serious conversation. Okay?
Okay. All right, honey. Thank you. Thank you
mm-hmm.
so much.
Thanks.
Many,
Lisa.
Many blessings
God,
to you both. God
thank
bless.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You as well.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry to have cut you off, Lisa. I heard that. Our next caller is Mike, and Mike is commuting home from work. So, Mike, you're live on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Mike.
My question, how are you?
Fine. You almost sound like my brother. I have a brother named Mike, and the only when he calls me and my mom, I live with my mom. When he calls, it's always when he's coming home from work.
I'm like, oh my god. I'm actually making good time, so it's amazing.
Great. And what state are you in?
I'm in California.
Cool. Wonderful. And so nice to be speaking to you, and want to make sure you're driving safely there. So we're going to call in Archangel Michael, your consort, to make sure you're protected as you're driving today.
Awesome. Thank you.
Always, always, always. You know what? Also, a very good prayer to do when you're when you set out to drive anywhere or any travel. Just simply, Archangel Michael, above and below, surround and protect me wherever I go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Isn't that cute?
Love it. Love it.
Okay. What's your question?
My question is, I'm in a new sales position, and it services an industry that I've had previous experience in and thinking about now because I see the job from the inside out in regards to marketing. I kind of see the value of maybe going into that business, the real estate field, become an agent and eventually a broker. And I just kind of – it makes sense. It seems like, this job was here to kind of show me something. And I'm just curious if I'm just being a Gemini and I'm always looking for the next move, or am I right in that sense?
Okay, so you're in sales right now but not in real estate, right?
Right, but I service the real estate industry with the products that we have.
Got it. Perfect.
There's extreme value in what we provide.
I bet there is. And yes, and you're a very valuable asset to your company too. Okay. So, yes, because that's linking you with that industry, and yes, so it's, and you have you're very gifted in that you absorb things very easily and quickly and can adapt to it. You have that adaptability. So, yes, that would be what I'm getting is yes. As you're saying, get more into the real estate thing. I saw this beautiful mansion above you, and it's like, yes, no problem, because you're also preparing your spiritual path and you're expanding and you're progressing very beautifully. So all of that helps you. So you see the essence of that abundance as energetic, and you also have what I'm getting is a good understanding of the laws, cause and effect, the universal laws, giving and receiving and honoring and all of that, which is very important because, as you know, in real estate, there's people in the industry that are not very that evolved at times, and they're in it for greed and selfish reasons, and they cut throat and all that stuff. So what I'm getting is that you would have the ability to rise above that, stay focused in your center, and that's the key always, and that you would excel. You would do very well in it because energetically you would be tuning in only with properties and people that are for the highest good. Vibrationally, helping actually raise vibrations that way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I opened up as intuitively in a medium in 2010, and I've been exploring that. So, yeah, in spirituality and so forth. And, again, I've really gotten into the just, mm-hmm. Just go with it and follow the gut. And even when I was in an unscrupulous business called commercial finance, where there were some real sharks, I tried to run my business with integrity and so forth. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So, yes, you would do very well in that. And so they're encouraged. That's what I'm getting. So I'm seeing like this mansion. Like I just got a flash of a mansion. It's like and that you would be working in that arena in a higher end kind of thing, either commercial or like beautiful, and that you would be very guided in that way, and you will do very well in it. So what was your question now? Was your question?
Yeah, well, kind of that. I mean, because I get when I talk to these real estate agents, they're like a couple of them have been so bold to say, like the one guy out of Atlanta is like, dude, why aren't you in real estate now? And again, I've only been with the company, on the sales floor a month. And another agent out of Sonoma County yesterday, she's like, why don't you just, why aren't you an agent? She's like, you're amazing. And so that's, because I keep getting that draw, but I'm just kind of curious on if I'm going to make any money at this job here, or is it just, you know, do I just jump into real estate? I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, you, with what you're doing right now, yes, you will. And you have a salary, right, with what you're doing right now, correct?
Yes, salary plus, some amazing potential for commission, but
yeah.
There's, you know, there's some peaks and valleys.
But also, it's hard work. So the reason they're saying that is because energetically they see that real estate is just as much, it's maybe not as much energy or whatever that what you're doing, and you can have the potential for much more. But the thing with real estate is also, as you know, you can do a whole bunch at home and whatever, and then the people just, they don't qualify, or, oh, whatever happened. So that fosters, and then you go to the net. So that's why there, but what, when you reach a conscious, that's what you've been doing, is building up your consciousness of knowingness and all of that. And no matter what, you have a fail-safe, you have something, you're not just like, oh, I didn't sell that house, so now I can't eat for the next month. You know, that's not where
right.
you want to be. You wouldn't want
to
do that, because that'll drop your energy. You wouldn't want to be in that position. So that's the thing of real estate, but they've always got more, I see like balls balance. They got more balls in the bat. They're balancing all these different balls. They're not just doing one. That's the reason I said that, is they recognize that you have the potential and to also be doing as much work and energy and making a lot more in a shorter time than what you're doing right now. That's why they said that. And it also was like a sign to you that to be considering that. So I would definitely start working toward that, whatever that means. I don't know how long that is. But look into the thing of, you know, of studying it.
Getting my license.
Correct. However long
yeah.
it takes, and preparing and learning more from these people and all that, so that when you're ready to dive off the board and fully envelop, then you're ready. And it's like, yes, so that's signs from the universe for you. So, yes, and you will do very well with it. And I feel like you will. They're showing me a juggler, like all the, they're balancing all these balls like that.
Uh-huh.
You will have it balanced. You'll have it sorted out so that you have yes, like it's balanced. It'll be balanced for you when you're ready to fully engage with that. Okay? Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. It almost seems like what you're kind of saying, and as well as I'll or as maybe what I was interpreting as well, is kind of building up a little bit of a financial nest egg, possibly with this company.
Yeah.
And then
in the
exploring.
Meantime.
Yep. And then work on my license.
Yep.
Mhm.
And then
beautiful.
When you're involved with the real estate, you'll always have some. Even if 1 month is high and the other one's not, you'll have that. But yes, and you will do well with it, and you'll be ready for it. You weren't ready before. So that's what you've been preparing for, and they're saying you're going to do very well. So those people saying that, that's just that signs to you from the universe, signpost. And you'll also be able to teach them, help them, but you don't want to help them. You're focusing for yourself too, but you'll be able to inspire people in that field and help shift their energies, because you know what I'm talking about. Real estate people
yep.
are very, they think of themselves and the money before they think of the environment or the, you know, people. You know what I'm saying. So
yep,
in that way, you help to shift that arena in that way by holding for the highest good. If something is always for the highest good of all, then it's going to balance out for the whole industry too. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. Awesome.
And when you're really on top of your game, you can help shift Donald Trump. No,
more
forget what I said. It's a joke. I'm just teasing you. I'm kidding.
Hey, at, at least those debates are going to be extremely entertaining.
At least.
Right.
Oh, entertainment we have. Wonderful.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, you know, and see, there's a, because that's built on the old that's the old paradigm, the belief system that the way to get ahead and become wealthy and all that is you're like a tycoon. You cut people off. You cut the path. This is business, blah, blah, blah. That's the old paradigm. That's all falling apart now, and that's all being disintegrated. So you're going to help with that in some ways in what you're doing so energetically. So that's a good thing. Anyway, stay
absolutely
in touch, Michael. We'd love to stay in touch with you. You got my information, right?
I do. I do. Hey, real quick, I just saw a funny meme on Facebook. And it's this one guy that does all this spiritual humor. And he's like, my friends, you know, want to be rich and stuff like that. And their friends call them greedy. I want to be wealthy. And I just call it I'm being abundant because I'm spiritual.
Love it. Thank you for that. All right. Well,
God,
have a nice evening.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you both,
Michael.
As well. Thank you for getting
okay
me home safe.
Yes.
All
I'll
right.
Yep.
There
bye-bye
you go. That's bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is Sherry, and after that we'll be going to area codes. Sherry, you're live on the air. Say hello to Athena.
Hello, Athena Star. How are you?
Good, Sherry. Where are you calling from?
I would be in Texas.
Yay, Texas. I love it. Down in the heart of Texas.
Well, up in the panhandle anyways, but
okay.
That's still good. Was wanting to see if you could look into my energy and see what you feel about the groundwork I've laid for my healing practice and my massage and that part of my life that I'm growing to do energy work and body work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about getting a specific type of training, which is kind of costly, but I think it'll be good for me, you know, and to see what you thought about it.
You want to give me what the name of it is?
Like Vodder training, V-O-D-D-E-R training. It's for people with lymphedema.
With what?
Lymphedema.
Oh,
people where their leg or their arm where they're compromised and it swells up because they can't flush stuff off anymore, but it's expensive. And normally these people are cancer survivors or cancer people.
Yes, that would be definitely would help you. Like, and they say you have a niche or a specialization in things, that's when you can excel because it's always in demand. It would be, but I also kind of feel it might be challenging for you. So you're moving more into an energetic type of healing essence, like, you know, long distance, like, you know, quantum touch and all of that. You know what that
uh-huh
is, right?
Right, and since I do that, I figured I would be the best ones to have my hands on these types of folks.
Right, because you know how to shield and shifting. Yeah, you would. It would be definitely good. It would be a lot more economically for you too, right? Because it would be specialized area.
It would be extreme niche, and the training, the Vodder specifically, is 2 weeks here and there, and it's very highly specialized, and it's a pretty penny, some grand. And there's another method called the close method, which would only be 10 days, but it's not quite as extensive. So it'll teach you how to drain the limbs, but you really won't be as trained and up on the cancer stuff as the Vodder.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about $3,100, and mm-hmm the other one could be about $10 when it's all said and done. But, you know, it's an investment.
Mm-hmm. And but you're a licensed massage person?
Uh-huh, and a Reiki master, and I also teach. And that was what I was wanting to do, was make my life look like a healing modality, and then I could paint and write. And I was eventually trying to move my life away from real estate, like the other gentleman's moving into it. I'm moving away from it, or at least it'll be on the back burner, and then the majority of my income would come from the healing and the creative side.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That would be awesome. And that's why I was thinking that niche.
Timing. Yeah. Right. Timing, and yes, since you have the licensing and all that, we have the background for it and the foundation. And also, you notice there's an epidemic with cancer things, so it's, it definitely would be great assistance to many. And if you have the funding for it, I would say yes. It will be somewhat challenging, but if you really look into more of protecting and shielding yourself too, that's very important. And the Reiki does that, and quantum touch, all that, so that you're not taking on the from, because those, yeah, you, I
yeah, but because they it comes with a whole lot. The depression, the different stages, and some people don't make it. And that was of great concern to me. It's a big one, I know.
This is a soul searching you have to do. Spirit is saying, you don't need to go into that arena, but if you feel strong enough and reflective of it, you could be of great assistance, and also even teaching people to energetically clear things. But it would be of great service. It would, you would have a lot of clients. And
that's why I'm asking, if you don't, I'm thinking about it, and I feel like I've got the backbone for it, and I would just step away when it got too much. But, I mean, that's really a good way to leave a mark. It's really a good way to serve.
Yeah, and I also feel you, once you take that broader thing, you would, what I'm getting is you'd take it to another level, too, and vibrationally with everything you know, so that you would kick it up a notch, so it wouldn't be as, so it's like doing that, but bringing it up to another level, so that you would be, yeah. So you wouldn't be self-absorbing, is what I'm getting.
Right, because
then,
I would understand the disease, so I could know where to block.
Correct. Also, teaching those people how to vibrationally move out of that energy for themselves too, helping them to do that. Oh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And also how to heal it in the energy body, which is where it started.
Correct.
That's what I was
correct.
Thinking. But, you know, like I said, the Vodder one is a real big, pricey one. And then there was a lower end one that was the close method, which is about $3,100 in 2 weeks, which you could drain and you could wrap and all that. But if you really wanted to specialize with cancer people and know what you're doing, you could do all that other stuff.
Who have had chemo and stuff and treatments, and then you work
right
with them.
And then they lose their lymph nodes, because a lot of times that's where the cancer is, so the doctors will just burn it all out. But once you burn those lymphs out, they can't drain waste, so their legs swell up like balloons. And then we go in and move that fluid off with our hands and with wrapping and things. And people live like that for, you know, they just, that's why it's a whole society or whatever. There's people that live with that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Once they have those lymphs removed. Breast cancer people, too.
I see. Okay. What about stomach?
All of it. Abdomen, whatever kind of cancer would compromise your lymph system, where they wind up cutting it out accidentally or on purpose. You know, it's not an exact science over there. If you can't drain, you can't drain.
Okay. Yes. that would be very, and you would bring it to another level is what I'm getting, vibration.
Yeah,
getting,
yes, what I keep hearing you say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so it would, it is, it would serve, and it would also, you would bring things to another level, and so it would be of great, and I feel like you'd be helping, teaching other people to, with that as well, to help in a, so yes, it would be, and it'll expand out, so it's like taking all of that and then move things to another level with that. That's very good. That's what I'm getting.
So you see that as my spiritual work, the readings, the Reiki, and then adding that on the physical side.
Yeah.
Is that a
yeah.
good way to take my business?
Right. Yep. Energetically, and then bringing it all together. So it's like,
right.
like helping people in a greater way as well in that way. So very good. And I would give me a call also because there's more private things for you. God bless you now.
Do you want me to, where do I call? I'm sorry, I did not hear what you had said earlier. Is it on the page, under David's page?
No, it's not.
I should do it.
Go ahead, Athena. You can give it out.
Thank you. Okay, we gave it at the beginning, but it's okay. It's 808-258-1063.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, athenastar.com. It's under revision right now, but the number is on there also. The 808-258-1063 is at the top. And my email is just athenastar808@gmail.com.
When is your next available? Do you know?
Available what?
Appointment.
Well, you just give me a call, sweetie, and we'll talk, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless. And there was another reason I wanted to ask you about that. But there, I just see you teaching that and helping others in a group way, in a grander way. You're going to take it all to another level. So it's a bigger plan than what you're
what I can see
aware of right now. And that's a total... So God bless you now.
I'll call you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Sherry. God bless.
Thanks, David.
All right. Okay. We're moving on to area code 856. And you are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, very good. Thank you. Say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi there. Blessings. And what state are you from?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. And what is your question?
I was wondering what you see for me at work, my current place of business. Do you see me staying on there for a while or moving on to another company altogether?
Okay. Are you? Do you work in an office kind of thing?
I do.
Office. Okay. Yeah. Seeing you a lot of paper, a lot of. Very good, though. You are very good at what you do. You've been there a few years, yes?
No, I'm on a contract. I've only been there 7 months. It's supposed to go through September, but they're having a lot of layoffs, and I'm wondering, you know, how secure.
Okay, for some reason I got a few years, but that's okay. Maybe the few months seem like a few years. It's okay. So, all good. Okay, let me just see here. Well, I get that they like that. You're around the people that you're around. You're highly regarded and all that. You're very good at what you do. Not always recognized, but those around you know that you are very capable, very good at what you do. Let's see here. I'm getting like whether it's coming. I don't know if the contract's coming to an end, but getting toward the end of the year, like preparing for changes in the new year, and you're smiling and you're glowing, and it's very good. So it feels like preparing toward the end of the year for something new coming in, and it's like they're seeing like a step up, which means to, like better, more, you know, just better. So you're stepping up. That's what they're showing me. And it's very good. I almost feel like it's within that same company or similar. So it's a step up, more funds, more money, and much better. So they're saying to keep in your visioning and all that you're doing, keep it focused, keep in knowingness, don't doubt it. There's times when we, especially Mercury retrograde, we doubt things. Don't allow doubt to come into your consciousness each day. Always keep doing your homework in terms of visioning, affirming, knowing, and every day do that, even at the end of your day, whatever, because it's all adding up and assisting in that way. There's a part of the old part that's clearing out now that, of you know, we always have these fears. Whatever we've gone through in our childhood, there's some of those fears of, oh, I'm not going to have enough, or oh, thing, whatever. We took on the programs from our environment or our family. So you're doing a good job at clearing that and letting all that go. That's not you. Staying in the affirmative and knowing, and that's a big part of creating and manifesting. But there is a change coming, but it's all progressing and getting better and brighter, and you're going up the stairway, and it's beautiful. So that shows it. And it's toward the end, the last, what would they call it, the last quarter of the year. So it moves into, as it moves into the new year, it's like you're smiling, glowing, things are great, better. So there's going to be different choices, options coming up, but it's a step up. So I'm not getting specific if it's in that company or if it's a new company, but it's a step up and everything's wonderful. That's a general answer, but that's what they're showing me as a very clearly for you. So there's no doubt there, no question. You're spiraling and you're on a very good path right now, and the grace is coming in. So continue doing what you're doing. Does that assist, does that help you understand?
Well, it's, you know, it's kind of weird because my manager has been kind of suppressing me.
Yeah.
But the people I've been doing the projects for have been very complimentary of my
Correct.
Work. But she's,
yep.
she
yep.
has not been recognizing me deliberately so. And I don't
right.
really know why.
There's an unconscious envy there, energetically. It's an envy because she doesn't have the creativity or the essence that you do, so there's an unconscious envy, I call it. So that's why, and they said, not always recognized, but the people around, that's exactly what I was getting, the people around you realize, they know that you're all of that. So, but don't allow that manager, that essence, just see beyond that, because that person has no power. That's the fallacy. We think people, our managers or our super have power over us. They don't. It's beyond
well,
that.
Actually,
you're being lifted. Okay, you're. It's spiraling. It doesn't matter.
She's moving on to another position because she got promoted. So, yeah. So now we're answering to her manager.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm wondering how that's going to impact me, if I'm going to get along with this other manager, her manager, or
yes,
am I going? I am.
Yes, yes, because I was getting that. Don't pay any attention to that one that was suppressing you, because it doesn't matter. Because it doesn't matter, because God is in, your angels and everything are helping you spiral, and it doesn't matter about that. So they're moving that person out of the way is what's happening. And that other, yes, you will get along. You'll be more recognized as well, and that's all good. It's you're spiraling. Everything's good. So don't doubt that. Just keep knowing that all is in divine order, and it's beautiful. Because when you do that, then everything lifts and clears. It's just all part of you that you've been working on clearing of unconscious things about, you know, life is hard, it gets worse. That's old programming from your parents. That's not you. And you're doing well at clearing that. Do you understand that?
Yeah. It just sometimes it's tough to see.
Yes.
It's hard.
Yes. But it's getting easier. Keep doing what you're doing. Play meditation, music. Do all your spiritual homework every night that you do. And keep doing that and more, okay? Keep opening to more. Unlimited. Okay?
Thank
you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do.
Thank you.
And yeah, things are getting, it's good that that's happening. And that new, the other man, it'll be better for you. And keep honoring and blessing all those that are recognizing you, and honoring and blessing all those above you, the whole company. Just keep doing that, because it's returning to you 100-fold.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to. I was thinking about moving on to another company, but I'm just gonna take your advice and just stay put. See what happens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
God
you
bless
for calling, Laura. Have
thank
a beautiful
you,
evening.
Bye.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
God. Thank
bye.
You.
Bye now.
Okay. We're only going to be able to take maybe three more calls. So we're not going to be able to get to everybody tonight. I just would like to let you know that if we can't get to you, that Athena is going to be back here on July 8th. And if you didn't copy down her contact information, if you go back and listen to the podcast of this, it's right at the top of the show. So you won't have to listen for more than a couple of minutes to get that. So I encourage you to do that. And so now we're going to area code 248.
Yes.
And hi, what's your name?
My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm not doing that great, but I'm so glad you took my call. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi there. And what state are you from?
Well, I live in New York, but right now I'm traveling in Utah due to a divorce I'm going through. But I'm actually not even calling about the divorce and custody battle. I'm calling about something else. I wanted to see if you were able to tap in at all. This last year, I've been going through hell with a divorce and now a custody battle with my husband, who has PTSD, and he's just been it's just been a really hard year. And while I've been out here visiting my dog, I've had 10.5 years passed away, and I don't know if you can reach out to her or anything, but I'm just wondering if she'll come back, because it happened 11 days ago, and I'm just struggling to get through the days, and I keep wondering, like, I tried to do everything, but I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. So that's why I'm reaching out.
I'm sorry. Who is it you're talking about?
My dog of 13.5 years.
Got it. And what's the name, please?
Her name's Coco.
Coco?
Coco, like the chocolate, but Coco, yeah. You're still there, right?
I am. I'm trying
okay.
to tune in with the dog.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm not sure that Poco is returning to you, okay? I'm not sure, but you probably know this, but dogs and animals they're like angels that come to us, too. Their essences are often angelic, and they come to us for a certain time for certain reasons, and sometimes, but at this time, that was your you know, your unconditional friend. And all that you're going through, the angels, your angels around you want you to know that you have a lot of angels, a lot. Your prayers are being heard and answered by many. And I get also Mother Teresa here. I can communicate with her. She's coming in very strongly with you right now. Mother Teresa and...
She has the same birthday as me.
You know that?
Yeah, September 8th.
Well, there you go. Then that is right there, direct confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that Mother Teresa is right here with us. Okay, that is direct confirmation. And she came in, flashed in with me today, very special because, anyway, personal reasons. And Mother Teresa is an ascended master. She's in what's called the Order of the Rose, etherically, with Mother Mary, who is the overseer of the Order of the Rose, Lady Ascended Masters. And you are also connected with the Order of the Rose. Your spiritual essence is, I forgot your name, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Nicole.
Nicole, yeah, I love that name, yeah.
Thank
now,
you.
Okay, so you need to know that. You need to call on Mother Mary, Mother Teresa daily, invoke them, meditate with them, become one with them. Honor the essence of the rose, because you are a rose. Your essence is a beautiful rose, and you're a beautiful being. And God has a spiritual path for you also. And all you're going through is opening you up to, I know, it's not easy. It's not easy for anyone. But
yeah.
Opening up to a stronger spiritual strength that you have within you that's being pulled through, and you've been going through the ring cycle of the washing machine quite a bit here, but you're coming out to rinse pretty soon, and everything's going to level out more. So they want you to know that. It's like our dryer being tossed around, the dryer kind of thing. So they want you to know that you're going to be coming out shining and stronger and through this, and you'll see why you've been going through all these things. Now, the dot was there as a... I feel like the dog went on to other things or other people or whatever. I'm just not sure that he'll return physically to you. But it's not a punishment or anything like that. It's just that it was time. And so realize that instead of that, you have like tons more angels around you and more assistance etherically, and they want you to attuned to that and to realize that the strength comes within yourself. You are a beautiful essence in the Order of the Rose, and you're being awakened spiritually and opening to higher levels, and in that way miracles are going to start happening and opening up for you. And through this you said the custody ballot, I feel you will have a victory over that, and it's in the light. And it's for your highest good and the highest good of all others. And when we say that and affirm it in a win-win, highest good for all, then that's what the end result is going to be and will be. So what you want to do is attune to that and know that in your heart of hearts, and every day affirm it. And your prayers are being heard and answered. Know that. And just each day, as the words of Mother Mary, let it be. Let it be. Walk in nature, get your ground in your center, and keep affirming in what you're wanting to, what is being created for the highest good of all. For forgiving, releasing, and blessing all of those that your husband, all of the everything, and forgiving, releasing, and blessing it all. Forgiving, releasing, and blessing it all. And let that be a mantra for you in every moment and every way. And you'll find that it releases everything, and then greater blessings are coming to you. So as you rise above this spiritually, what happens is it then becomes an essence of reflection and knowingness that the higher reasons for everything, and it comes through beautifully for you. So just allow that to be your focus, your path, and then everything comes through, and you'll be seeing it all and understanding why it all happened. So that's what I'm getting from Mother Teresa to you, for you today. On behalf of Mother Mary and the Orders of the Rose, they are with you. They are walking with you side by side. It's time. It's like a letting go of all that is no longer serving for the highest good, but knowing that you will be victorious in that situation. Okay.
Okay. Was it her time though? Like, could more have been done? Like, should I have done more? Like, to save her? I mean, I didn't put her down or anything. She passed.
No.
And
you did all, and you served in a great way. Your love was unconditional. It was her time, and so you need to realize that, release it, bless it, and new things are coming in, and the old passes away, and the new is coming in. Do you understand?
Yeah, I just, like, my toddler still calls for her, and she was like, she's literally been with me since I've been 19, so 13 and a half years. So she's seen me from, like, girl in a small town to big city to accomplishing stuff career-wise to becoming a mother. And, like, it's just been I'd do anything to bring her back. Like, I'd do anything. And I just looking for hope to bring her back.
I know.
Does she have any messages for me or anything that you're getting her?
Just unconditional love. And you are unconditional love. And that you are the essence of that and the rose. And Mother Teresa is giving you a huge hug, her arms are around you, and just giving you an embrace and a hug, because she's like she is a master with you. You're very connected with her spiritually and as well as Mary, and so all this love is just pouring in, and they're going to work with you tonight, and your heart will be lifted, and you'll feel better very soon. And they're washing away and lifting you into their essence of the heart of the mother, divine mother. Mother's Day is this weekend. So that's the message coming through, and it also comes through from your friend is in spirit, just unconditional love. Love lives on, and it's within the heart. Nothing ever dies. Remember that. It all is eternal. And the heart lives on. You know that song from Titanic? That song?
Yeah. Yeah, I loved that song when I was little. That was like my favorite song.
Yeah. That music is playing right now. So we want to bless you. We together and all those listening are blessing you and lifting you into the heart of Divine Mother and the Christ. And knowing that this too shall pass, and it is passing, and through this you will be blessed in ways beyond what you even understand or know. And the joy is opening up through the rose, the flowering, and the new blossoming is coming in within yourself and within your family and all, your whole life. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Reach out to your friends, reach out to loved ones, and keep busy and keep reaching out to others, because that helps they're walking with you. Spirit is walking with you through your loved ones and friends that support you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless you. Get a picture of Mother Teresa.
God bless, Cole.
Okay.
You take, honey. Okay. We're just going to have time for one more, and that is area code 520. You're live on the air.
Oh, wow.
What is your name?
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's Lisa. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Lisa. Say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi there.
Hi.
And you're calling from
Arizona.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. Yes. Beautiful Arizona. Thanks for bringing Arizona to us today. And what is your question?
Well, I feel like I'm a little closer, much more closer to what I have been holding in my heart and putting out to the universe, and that is bringing in income. I'm finishing up some studies that I've been working on, and I just have other projects along with that, different kinds of projects that I work on too. But I wonder what energy you see. Maybe you might see some, excuse me, good news in the month of May, June.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I remember giving you some answers in the last time I talked to you. And so did that serve you? Did that assist you? Not
it
about
does.
That. You had asked something, and so was that of assistance to you the last time we talked?
Yeah, it's been quite, when you've been on, I haven't been able to get in. I've missed talking to you, but
it's okay. I thought the last time we had talked a few months ago, but there was something about some person you had asked about, and the answer came through very directly, bluntly, but you said you got it, and you said yes, and you were going to take action. So I just wondered if that worked out for you.
Well, as far as people surrounding me, things are pretty complacent. It's not in chaos, so I'm happy to be able to say that.
Wonderful.
And I know.
Wonderful. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, an answer to, and I'm getting the flash now of the answer, what you're asking right now, is, hold on now. Yes, very good. I'm getting feels more like July, June, July, August, somewhere in there. Feels more like July where it starts to ground what you're working on, and it is good and it is leading to that, and it's very good and it'll keep progressing. So continue with that, that project, those studies and that project, because it is leading to good things in manifestation and more progressive, and as the time moves on, the next few months and into the fall, it will progress very well. So that's what I'm getting on that. It feels more like July. I was going to say June, as early as June, but it feels more like July where it starts to really come into blossom for you. Okay?
Well, Athena, thank you so much for everything you do for all of us.
Sure. Blessings. I remember something about a relationship. There was something, a past relationship, and Spirit said to complete with that. It was not energetically for you anymore, and that's why I asked you that question, if you had followed through with. Okay. God bless you, and the best to you, and nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Lisa. I'm glad we were able to get to you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful evening, and God bless.
God bless, David. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Athena, thank you. That was a good show.
Yeah.
We had a lot of callers tonight, but people don't, they need to realize that they have to call in before 7:30 if they want to get on the air for sure. And we only had we got to everybody that had called in way before then, and a lot of people called in during the last half hour of the show, and that's not the way to do it.
Yeah,
but,
and I wanted to extend that if there were some that we weren't able to get to tonight, I would still do an intro, like a 10 minute or so intro assistance to them for one free question if they wanted to follow through privately And is it okay to give the contact info again?
Sure.
Just completing, thank you all. It was wonderful, joyous to be with you all tonight. And just you can reach us at 808-258-1063. 808-258-1063. I am on the East Coast time, though, however, not Hawaii time. Or athenastar808@gmail.com. That's athenastar808@gmail.com. The website's just simply athenastar.com. And it's in revision, so that's why we give that information there. Thank you all, and I will give still one free question for people that want to follow through. And we have our beautiful full moon master manifesting teleseminar coming up the week of May 20th. Special bonuses with that. So call me in plenty of time, and we'll get you enrolled in that. It'll be lots of fun for everyone. Thank you, David. It was just the energy just pouring through is such powerful blessings today. God bless you.
God bless you, and I'll be thinking of you and your mother at the end of the month, and I'll look forward to July 8th. It'll be here before we know it.
Absolutely.
So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night.